This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 481. 8 side hustle lessons from Spain and Portugal. The obligatory what I learned on my vacation post by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host, here reading to you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays. And now let's get right to today's post from Nick Loper as we optimize your life. 8 side hustle lessons from Spain and Portugal. The obligatory what I learned on my vacation post by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. Bryn and I just got back from a couple weeks in Spain and Portugal. We had a great time exploring the sights, trying the food and wine, and playing digital nomad a bit. Exposure to different cultures always triggers some new creative thoughts or ideas, and so here are a few of my notes from the trip. 1. It's okay to be under construction. One of the highlights of the trip for me was the Sagrada Familia Cathedral in Barcelona. Construction began on this building more than 125 years ago, and they're still working on it today. It reminded me of when I hear clients and colleagues say things like, "My website is almost done." In truth, your work is never really done. Your business, whether online or otherwise, will always be in a state of evolution and construction. I first realized that distinction after the first version of my shoe site was built. I was eager to be done, to start cashing checks instead of writing them, but I soon discovered that constant investment was required to improve and grow. Over the years, I probably spent 10x the initial construction cost in add-on features and remodels. 2. Speak your customer's language. Traveling to a new country without knowing the language is intimidating for me. Thankfully, my Spanish is functional enough to get by, but I was completely useless in Portugal. The funny thing is, I was much more useless in Japan, Vietnam, and Thailand last year. At least Portuguese looks similar to Spanish in writing, and we got by just fine in Asia with smiles and hand gestures. But in Madrid, we met some other travelers who were intimidated by the language barrier in Spain, who were handcuffed to the restaurants with English menus and the places in the guidebook. Those restaurants do a booming business catering to English-speaking tourists just by speaking their language. Are they the best food or the best value in town? Probably not, but they command a premium because they're easy to do business with. In terms of your side hustle, are you selling what your customers are looking for? This is easy to know in online business when you can get detailed data on keyword search terms. For instance, if you're selling integrated marketing solutions but customers are looking for increased blog traffic, you'll be better off changing your messaging. On my shoe site, I had a category called Western Boots for a while until I discovered that cowboy boots was a more popular search term, so I changed the category to better speak my customer's language. 3. Build on what you already have. A common theme in Spain and Portugal is building on top of what's already there. You'll find towering Gothic cathedrals built on top of mosques, which were built on top of medieval chapels, which were built on top of tiny Roman churches. Starting completely from scratch is inefficient and probably unnecessary. In your side hustle, it may seem like you're starting at zero, but I would argue your lifetime of experience up to this point is a pretty serious foundation to build on. What do you know about? What problems can you help solve for other people? Who do you already know? Consider the case of Fizzle, the online business membership community. Fizzle was built out of Corbett Barr's popular Think Traffic blog, which was built out of his own consulting experience in helping people generate more traffic for their websites. With each new layer, the scope and reach has expanded, but he never had to start completely from scratch. 4. Be defensible. The idea of building a wall around a city seems kind of quaint these days, right? Can you imagine if New York or San Francisco decided to build a wall? But a few hundred years ago, a tall stone barrier was a viable means of protection and defense. Now, the parallel is to think about what kind of metaphorical walls can you build around your business to protect it from competitors. 5. Think like a church. In every town we visited, the oldest and most important buildings were the churches. Even in the tiniest settlements, there would be at least a couple churches, which reminded me of the power of building a following of people who believe what you believe. This is an incredibly powerful and long-lasting idea. The Catholic Church has more than 1.2 billion members. That's billion with a B. There's a reason Pat Flynn starts every podcast with, "Where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later," and why the Side Hustle Show begins with, "Because your 9 to 5 may make you a living, but your 5 to 9 makes you alive." These are belief statements. People can get on board with them and identify with them. What beliefs do you share with your customers? 6. Be just strong enough. I found the horsepower in our Fiat Punto rental car woefully lacking. Even though I'm not a big sports car guy and I only drive a 4-cylinder at home, the little lawnmower motor engine barely had enough oomph to get us up a steep hill. In fact, even in first gear, I spun the wheels and stalled out trying to exit a parking garage. Where's the torque? But the important thing about barely enough power is that it's still enough. It gets the job done. Similarly, in your side hustle, you might be waiting for the right time to launch a product or begin charging for your service, but my guess is you're already strong enough. I think of Bryn's photography business as an example. Her and her partner didn't have the portfolio or the top-of-the-line equipment to justify top-dollar wedding clients, but they had enough to get started, which is exactly what they did. 7. Give first. One interesting custom we found was in Portugal, where restaurants will put appetizers on your table without you ordering them. We found out this is not Portuguese hospitality, this is a sales tactic. If you eat them, they'll charge you. But all of a sudden, the willpower ball is in your court. It's much easier to say no to an appetizer when it's just words on a menu, an idea in your head, rather than when it's staring you in the face already on the table. Could you employ a similar tactic in your side hustle? Imagine instead of requesting a guest post on someone's blog, you sent them your article draft up front. Instead of telling people how you could help them, what if you showed them? One example that comes to mind is Brian Harris from VideoFruit.com, who, unsolicited, created a video version of one of Neil Patel's most popular infographics. That free gesture turned into a long-term paid contract. Carrie Smith employed a similar tactic in writing for free for her target clients before charging to show her value up front. 8. Take a break. In both Spain and Portugal, many restaurants and shops we wanted to visit were closed, sometimes for just a few hours, sometimes for the full day. They take the lifestyle part of lifestyle business seriously. And on the flip side, the few businesses that were open during these off hours and off days had a well-earned monopoly. In our side hustles, taking a siesta from work can be easier said than done, but I think there's some value in it. Take some time to recharge, refocus, and plan your next steps. On the trip, I didn't work as much as I thought I might, but it's okay, because I wrote a lot of notes and ideas for content and projects to tackle now that I'm back at home. And now, to get to it. You just listened to the post titled, 8 Side Hustle Lessons from Spain and Portugal, the obligatory What I Learned on My Vacation post, by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Nick. He used to work full-time for a giant corporation, but he built his business during nights and weekends. And as he alluded to in this post, he's also the host of his very own podcast, The Side Hustle Show. It's geared toward part-time entrepreneurs looking for actionable tips to start or improve their businesses. It is a great podcast, one of our favorites, and usually in the top charts of business in Apple Podcasts. Definitely worth your time to check it out. And the blog is great too, of course. You can come by sidehustlenation.com for a lot more. And to you, our listener, I thank you so much for being here with me each and every day. That is, of course, how we can keep this show going. So have a great rest of your day and start to your week, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow. And that's where your optimal life awaits.